This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Each month, we supplement our show with a segment called Art Stroll that features the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This month, we're joined by playwright and poet Pearl Clegg to talk to us about her poem, Wish You Were Here, written in commemoration of the Orly Airfield crash, one of the most devastating events ever to occur in Atlanta's art community. The poem will be read in its entirety on June 3rd as part of the Woodruff Arts Center's Community Day.
A lot of people don't know that the Woodruff Arts Center came about because there was a horrific plane crash in Orly, France. And there were many, many people, over 100 people from Atlanta who were very big art patrons, supporters of the arts, who were on that flight, and they were touring Europe, and they were very interested in having an art center in Atlanta, having a world-class symphony, having a world-class theater, so that once the people here heard about the tragedy, of course, people were devastated. And what they decided to do was to rededicate their efforts to fulfill the dream that these people had.
Does it feel to you like a real responsibility in creating this poem for this occasion?
It really did. In fact, when they asked me to write it, I hesitated for a moment because I wasn't sure that I could bring to it what I think needs to be there in order to help people make a connection to these folks who have been gone for a very long time, but also who really made a sacrifice to achieve something that we see now, that is going on now, that happens every day. When I came to Atlanta, I got here in 1969, and the Art Center was very, very new. The theater was very, very new. And I didn't really have a relationship with the theater because I, as many people at that time, and it's a problem that the Woodruff works against now, I kind of perceived it as a place that wasn't for me, that was for very wealthy people, that certainly was not for anybody who was going to be writing the kinds of things I was writing or looking for the kind of artistic experience that I was looking for. And I think that when I accepted to do this, one of the things I wanted to do was to see if I could find a way to emotionally connect to these people who were often very wealthy people, who were not radical young African Americans, which is what I was when I got here, not so young now. but I was really trying to find a way to get past all of the superficial things. You know, these are rich people, these are white people, these are North Side people, I live on the South Side, all of the things that made me think they were different, to see if I could find a place as an artist to encounter them that would allow me to really appreciate what they had done. I'm a person who's used to assuming that I can speak for some group or another, but not necessarily for the families of people who have endured a terrible tragedy. I mean, how do you speak for someone who lost their mother when they were 9 years old? How do you speak for someone who lost their beloved wife, their beloved husband? How can you do that in a way that is true to what they would say if they were poets, what they would say if they were artists, if they were doing it? So that was my task that I set for myself.
Well, we want to certainly leave some of the poem for the actual community day on the 3rd so that people can come and hear it in its entirety, but would you mind sharing some of it with our listeners today?
I would love to. It's actually a poem in three parts, so that I'd like to just read the first part, if that's okay?
Please.
Okay. Wish you were here, in memoriam. 1. There are moments that the brain cannot fathom, that the mind cannot hold fast, that the heart cannot let go. There are moments when everything shifts and shudders and changes so completely that in years to come we will mark time in before and after that moment. We will remember what we wore to church that Sunday morning, what time we put the roast in the oven. Will we remember what we were doing when we took the telephone call, when we saw the first headline? Whose smiling face flashed across our minds as we remembered waving goodbye, calling out last-minute farewells, blowing a kiss for love and luck, safe travels and safe returns? It began with a dream, a big dream, and a big idea about what it took to be a world-class city, to be a place fully engaged in the international flow of art and ideas. It began with you. Your actions were intentional. You already knew that the city you loved could not prosper without the presence of artists to show ourselves to ourselves, and then to the wider world you already knew was waiting to welcome us. There was no talking you out of it, even though some of us tried, When we balked, you persisted. When we didn't understand, you were patient. When we talked about business, you talked about culture, and you made us listen. There was purpose. There was persistence. There was pride. In airport photographs, you look relaxed, happy, determined. You face the camera with the confidence of visionaries, the certainty of people who shared a dream about shaping a city, of making that city a place deeply rooted in the past and just as deeply committed to the future. You would spend the next 3 weeks as our ambassadors, and you were more than ready for the task. We were so proud to send you. There is no way we could have known. We were already looking forward to your postcards and snapshots, stories of who you saw and what you said, where you had tea in London and who had a birthday in Portofino, and yes, you would confess, and we could almost see you smiling, you had actually tried on wooden shoes in Holland, and oh, the art you saw in Paris. Miss you, love you, wish you were here. The postcards continued to arrive days after. Packages, too. A wool ski sweater, a hand-carved chess set, a set of 6 colored glasses. Miss you. Love you. Wish you were here.
You've been listening to Art Stroll. This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Tune in next Tuesday for a special memorial edition of Sidewalk Radio in recognition of Memorial Day.